Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast on from Radio MD and iHeart, TuneIn, a whole bunch of different places. We have a wonderful guest. This is 9:37 B, as I said, and the B side is the interviews where we have wonderful guests. And the guest today is someone we've had on before, Lisa Davis. This book is called Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. And she said, even if you're celibate, you get a lot from the 50 recipes here, which are sensual and enjoying, meaning they are healthy. But we'll find out more from her. Lisa, thanks very much for coming back on.
Oh, Dr. Roizen, thank you so much.
So the book is called Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. And the subtitle is Sensual Superfoods and Aphrodisiac Practices for Ultimate Sexual Health and Connection from Lisa Davis. The 50 recipes are from Erin McDonald. Where'd you get the title from, Lisa?
Well, it's actually a funny story, Dr. Roizen. I was talking to a friend of mine, and we were joking, and I said my two favorite things are clean eating and dirty sex. And then right afterwards, I said, that's a title of a book. And I kind of put it on the back shelf for a while. And then I was speaking with a friend of mine who's a doctor and she has a book. And she said, you know, Lisa, you highlight other people. You know, you've been in health media for 20 years and on your shows and whether you do television or radio, you're always highlighting others. But you have a master's in public health and you have a lot to offer. You need a book. And I said, well, I have an idea for a book. And I told her and she said, I'm going to call my agent right now. And 5 minutes later, I talked to her and she was sold. That was amazing. It doesn't usually happen that easily to get a literary agent. And she really understood that even though the word dirty sex is in the title, it's just to play off the word clean. And like you said in the beginning, the book really is for anybody. You know, this book has over 50 recipes by the wonderful Erin McDonald, registered dietitian. She does recipes for Clean Eating Magazine. And I interviewed over 40 experts in the field of medicine, psychology, sexology, fitness, nutrition, looking at why the standard American diet is so addictive, why we need to move our bodies more, how to communicate with our loved ones and with our partner, how to make foods that you enjoy that are delicious. And then also looking at the science and saying, okay, if I eat more foods with nitric oxide, flavonoids, and antioxidants, that is beneficial for my blood vessels. If I eat more foods with magnesium and I eat more foods with zinc, that's beneficial for my testosterone levels. And we look at healthy fat. So what I'm really proud of, doctor, is that there's a lot of science in the book. It's not like just silly, although there is a lot of humor, too.
Now, it says, so when we started out, the book says, be the change, define your lifestyle. And so it's a diet, not dieting. And you then talk about superfoods, mentioned oxide, as well as magnesium and zinc. And then you talk about hormones and sleep and stress and sex hormones. And then you say erectile dysfunction goodbye. That's chapter 6. And chapter 7 is Mia missing intimate action. So let's go to any one of those. But let's talk about, since I can't understand the phrase, Mia missing intimate action. Tell me what
MIA.
That's all about.
It was supposed to be a joke missing on MIA, action. missing, yeah. So missing intimate action is looking at the fact, right, that we are so distracted these days. And there was a study done, I think it was in Australia, that there was maybe 15 or 20% of people are checking their phones while they're having sex. And I think the number might actually be higher. And it just seems like we're constantly distracted and we make a big deal of, okay, honey, I'm putting my phone down now instead of just.
You've got to be kidding me.
I got that from a woman named Catherine Price, who wrote a fantastic book, which I highly recommend you have her on. It's called How to Break Up with Your Phone. And she told me about that study. I was telling her about my book and we were talking and I've had her on my shows several times. She's fabulous. And I think it might have been higher, Dr. Roizen. But the point is, I just feel like we can't seem to break away and have eye-to-eye contact and intimate conversations anymore. And so I talk about that in the book. I talk about the daily stress and the resentment, because when you have resentment with your partner, you can eat all the blueberries and watermelon and avocados and seafood and other things that are good for your sexual health that you want, but you're still not going to want to be with that person, right? So that resentment will build up. So I talk about using iMessages and active listening and different ways to communicate. And I think that's what I love about the book, is that it's not just one thing. It's not just food. It's not just fitness. It's not just communication. It's not just, you know, looking at the whole, it's a holistic view. And it's also part memoir. You know, I struggled with healthy eating. I talk about my journey from dirty eating to clean eating. And then I also struggled with sex, love, I don't know if I call it addiction, but definitely issues, using sex in an unhealthy way to validate myself, to feel good about myself, to not feel empty, and how I overcame that. And I think when people see that it's much more than just a health book, but that there's a real person behind it who struggled and made changes, and you can make changes too. I find that I've heard from people and looked at my reviews and stuff that that's a really integral part of the book.
Now, let's talk about the food. So you mentioned magnesium and zinc are needed for, and sometimes are short or were not adequate for testosterone production in both men and women. And you also talk about foods with nitric oxide. Talk to me a little more about the foods with nitric oxide.
Well, you know what's interesting with nitric oxide is that there are some other foods that don't necessarily have nitric oxide, but they have amino acids that convert to it. So not to get too scientific, but if you're going to have some watermelon, that's really high in something called L-citrulline, that's going to convert to L-arginine, that's going to convert to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a vasodilator. So if we're looking at this from a purely physiological standpoint, not taking into the other things I mentioned, you need that blood to flow. So you want those arteries, and they're very small in the sexual organs, to open. And so if you're eating foods with nitric oxide, that really helps. I also mentioned the antioxidants.
And so
which,
we should say it's important for both men and women.
Exactly.
For both men and women requires increased blood flow. So it isn't just an erection, but it is for both genders that you need that.
Yes, exactly. And I talk about that in the book as well. And so what's nice is you can get nitric oxide from beets. That is a great source. But not everybody likes beets. Although I have to say, they're not my favorite, but I eat them now regularly. And my husband eats them regularly. We've been together 20 years and we're doing great in all departments. So I'll leave it at that. And you know what else really helped him? Just I'll get back to the food. But there was some studies talking about yoga actually being beneficial for increasing your sexual drive. And I have to say, my husband's been doing yoga regularly for 5 years, and there's definitely been a difference. But I don't know, maybe it's a combination of the yoga and the beets. The other thing, too, is foods that are rich in flavonoids and antioxidants. So we're looking at the dark leafy greens and the berries. And berries are fabulous, raspberries, blackberries, strawberries, because they also tend to be lower in sugar. So that helps as well. One of the other things, too, is when you're looking, from the physiological
I've got to say that the book doesn't just talk about food and what food does for sex, but you actually go into a lot of the non-food aspects of intimacy and sex. Isn't that right in the book?
Yes, I do. I mean, I have a chapter on female anatomy and talking about that, you know, the clitoris is just, you know, it's just the tip of the iceberg, that there's a whole, you know, if you think of like a tree with roots, the clitoris, that it's what you don't see going throughout that whole area. I talk about how to have, you know, for a woman to have a more satisfying sex experience, what positions and things. But again, it's not dirty. If people think that's dirty, then I don't understand, because I think it's, people don't want to talk about this. So I'm so glad you had me on. There's a stigma. They don't seem to understand that. I just want people to have a fulfilling sexual life. I want them to also have overall good health. And the interesting thing, Dr. Roizen, is that if you do all the things I talk about in the book, you're going to be healthier. So it's just the icing on the cake is the better sex.
And so the three things that seem to correlate with marriages staying together. That is, with happy relationships or having social values that are consistent. The second one is to have financial values that are consistent. So, if you will, social values, someone on the far right and the far left don't usually get together. I guess Mary Madeline and James Carville were an exception, as appear to be Kellyanne Conway and her husband.
that would not work for me.
Exceptions. and the second thing is financial values. So savers tend to get together and spenders tend to get together. But one a saver and one a spender don't seem to work very well. And then the third one is sexual proclivities or values. And so the interesting thing is, I don't think I've ever seen an analysis of food choices and marriage stability. But when one looks at that, maybe that has something. Have you ever looked at that?
Yeah, I mean, that's so interesting. That's something I hadn't seen. And I've mentioned I've been in health media since 1998. And that's a long time in both working in TV and radio. And I've gotten so many books. I mean, I could, you know, I organized my office, thank goodness, because there was a while I could barely walk in. And I hadn't seen anything really looking at what foods help for sex. I mean, I've seen some things, but they didn't really elaborate very much and there wasn't much else to them. But I do think that makes sense. I think if people are feeling less amorous or they're feeling less sexually interested and they're eating the standard American diet, which is really bad for your blood flow. And it's so bad in many other ways, which I'm sure you cover, you know, I know you cover on the show, diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and things of that nature. If you're sitting around eating a bunch of deep fried food and not moving your body, I don't think your sex life is going to be that great. Now, obviously, there might be people listening saying, oh, I eat tons of junk and we have lots of sex. Well, that's great. But I mean, on average, I would imagine that if you're both being healthy, things are going to get better. But again, it also takes the communication part, and the resentment part can be a big problem, and not using good, you know, not having good tools of communication, right?
Define the resentment part, because we haven't talked a lot about that on the show.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I love the TV show Blackish, and there was this, I don't want to give away people I haven't seen, but there's what was going on. And we're in season five now, but in season four, I thought it was really interesting because they showed a couple that was actually having some marital problems, and it's sort of a comedy, dramedy, I guess you would call it, or dramedy. And they were arguing, and I think it was a husband brought up something that happened like 15 years ago. And the wife's like, seriously, you're bringing that up? And she's like, yep. And it just made me think, oh my gosh, this is so real, because I hear that from friends. They'll be like, oh my gosh, I remember 10 years ago when my husband didn't do this or my wife didn't do this. And I was like, you got to get that stuff out. If you carry that around, that is so damaging to your relationship and to your mental health.
And so it's resentment over some event or action or phrase from years ago that interferes with the love and respect and desire for the other party.
Yes. And even stuff, just everyday stuff. I think if you are one of those people that feel like you're not in a relationship where you can say, you know, I was really hurt by what happened. Again, I've mentioned already in the interview, it's so important to use iMessages. And if people don't know what I mean, when I was a kid, my parents would talk about iMessages and I thought they were saying EYE. And I thought they were like giving each other like dirty looks or secret looks. But it's the letter I. I feel really hurt when such and such happens, instead of you're a jerk. Like, what are you going to respond better to? And then active listening is I hear that. I'm really sorry. I hear that that hurt you. And this is how I feel. And validating the person's experience, even if, you know, you might disagree, but say, okay, I hear that, I understand. And that might seem like a lot of work, but I think people are happier who are able to communicate in a loving way than people who call each other jerks, obviously.
We're talking with Lisa Davis, who is the author of a number of books, but this one is Clean Eating, Dirty Sex. In it are 50 recipes that talk about the difference between the sad American diet, which is also called the standard American diet, which does not promote blood flow, and the use of foods that have healthier ingredients in them, that have a lot of, it looks like, flavonoids and other foods or other ingredients that get metabolized to nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is the short-lived gas that causes dilation of your blood vessels, and especially in your erogenous zones, and increases, if you will, erections to men, increases blood flow to the sexually active organs in both genders. And so a lot of the recipes, I guess there are 50 recipes that right. Erin McDonald, a registered dietitian, also contributed to this, one of which is roasted beet salad, as beets have a lot of that. Another is roasted asparagus and figs with a balsamic glaze. Another is farmer's market salad with lemon vinaigrette, which features, in addition to baby spinach and strawberries and avocado, cucumber and pistachios, as well as some avocado oil and one lemon. So these, and they're beautifully illustrated as well, so you can see what you're getting if you get it, if you look at the book carefully. So, Lisa, if you're going to say we're going to learn a lot by it, I would say people are going to get younger both from the food and both the quality and quantity of sex involved in learning from your book. Tell me what the sequel will be.
Oh, that's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, I would love to do something else with this. I think because it's it's a unique idea. I think that's why the literary agent took me right on. From talking, she knew I had a platform and everything. But I'm not sure. I wouldn't mind doing more recipes or maybe delving into the memoir a bit more. I feel like I brushed the surface on certain things because I didn't want the book to become about sex addiction. But I did want to highlight a little bit about my issues and my struggle. So I wouldn't mind maybe having a more in-depth version. I just read a wonderful book called Getting Off by Erica Garza about her battle with sex addiction. And it was incredible. And I thought, wow, oh my goodness. Okay, maybe I could do something. But it's pretty, you have to be pretty brave, you know, to be able to put it all out there. And this was more, you know, this is more of a health book. So, but that's what I'd be thinking of in terms of a sequel.
And there needs to be a sequel to Ruth, if you will, in the sexual position business, et cetera. So maybe, Lisa, that'll be your next area you go to.
Yeah, that's right. Because we just, you know, we just touch on that lightly in here. But I'm really proud of it. And I think that I've gotten a really good response and people are really enjoying it. And there's a lot of humor in the personal stories. You kind of cringe because I share some stuff, not about the sex stuff, but just other things that happened to me. We're like, but you also laugh because there's a lot of humor involved too.
So the book is called Clean Eating, Dirty Sex from Lisa Davis. The co-author is Erin McDonald, and there are beautiful recipes here as well. Thanks very much, Lisa, and thank you, Ben, for wonderful engineering. We'll be back next week. This is episode 937B. The B's are always the interview section. The A's, the latest medical news of the week and what it means to you. Tune in. You'll hear that, too. If you haven't downloaded the A segment of 937A this week, do. They all release new ones every Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.